T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
All right, we talked a little bit yesterday about the draft. The draft will be in full effect 2 weeks from today. We will be analyzing the Lions' first round pick that will take place 2 weeks from last night. And I made the point, while I love the draft itself, I don't really get into mock drafts all that much because I think they are, and I love Carson Anderson. I think they're a colossal waste of time. Now, people.
So
like,
you're saying Carson Anderson's show is a colossal waste of time?
No.
Because that'd be bad.
But I think they might waste a lot of time on mock drafts, because the moment the draft starts and a team makes a trade, or a team makes a surprise pick, or as I said yesterday, or a player puts a gas mask on and smokes a lot of weed, everything about that particular draft changes. So if you're a sports fan, you probably waste a lot of time on things. Wouldn't you agree?
Mm-hmm.
And so my question is this: what do you think is the greatest time waster in being a sports fan? And it could be any aspect of being a sports fan, but what is the single greatest time waster in being a sports fan?
It's interesting.
Because 248-539-9797 or on the ticket text 97136. Just off the top of my head, the one thing that came to mind is, in my mind, time spent watching exhibition football. Whether you watch all the Lions or some of the Lions or that first Monday night game, the Hall of Fame game, whatever, it all is crap. It really is. It's all boring. Nothing happens. Nothing comes of it. Nothing changes. There's nothing to it. I refuse to believe that any large-scale decisions are made based on how they play in the games. And if they are, I don't think, I know I'm not smart enough to discern it. I don't think the average fan is smart enough to discern it either.
I got two things. Two things, Jamie. Number one, the biggest time waster, and I don't watch it, but I think it's a time waster, is MLS soccer.
Well, that's...
I don't think people care about it.
They don't.
Right.
But the people who do.
Okay.
But it's not a waste. If you're watching your favorite team play, how's that a waste of time?
It's a waste of time for me.
Oh, it's a waste of time for you. I'm talking about what you do in your life.
My own personal life.
In your own personal life.
Waste of time.
When you look back at the time in your life that you've spent doing blank, you
okay,
go,
then the other
God,
one.
If I had those hours back, I could speak a third language.
Well,
or
I'll
a fourth
this.
Language.
In this job, at least my job, being a reporter, I always say to myself, waiting for athletes, if I could have that time back, I can't tell you. It's got to be years.
Mm-hmm.
We did that story the other day. If you run an hour, you gain 7 hours. If I could get the time back on my deathbed of all the time I waited for Iserman alone when he was playing, I mean, I would have days back.
Yeah. What about Holland years. On Tuesday?
Yeah.
All the players.
Yeah, they took way too long. You're right. That was an hour and a half.
I mean, you called complaining about
it. But me personally, I just think MLS is a waste of time in general, but so NASCAR too. But
if you're going to use WNBA, whatever.
That's a big waste of time. But me personally, I want the time I spent watching non-conference college basketball back. And every now and then you get a nice matchup, but most of the time it's a garbage matchup against the San Francisco Dons or against Miami of Ohio. You know, how many times have I watched Michigan play, I don't know, Ball State?
New Jersey
or Northern
Institute
Illinois.
Of Technology.
I wish I never watched that game.
Yeah.
Because they lost that game. NJIT, as their fans call it.
I don't usually watch those games, so I don't think of those as time wasters.
I watch
But you're
it.
Right. I do like the Hawaii tournaments. I like when Michigan State plays Duke and Kentucky. You do get to some good
but
games.
Most but most of the games are garbage.
No, you're right. You're right.
Yeah.
You're absolutely right. And you could argue the first few weekends of college football are time wasters as well. I find it very frustrating that college football is as popular a sport as it is. And when it boils right down to it, say you're a Michigan or Michigan State fan, like say Michigan, because Michigan State was terrible last year. Michigan played, 12 regular season games and one bowl game. And really only four or five of those games had anything to them.
There was three, I think. There was Iowa, there was Ohio State, and then the bowl game's the bowl game.
Right.
But everything else, they destroyed everybody else for the most part. Right.
But the Michigan State game was dramatic because it's Michigan State.
I'll give you that one.
And, you know, looking back on it now, the Penn State game was, you know, significant.
The Colorado game was close.
Because they played so poorly in the first half. Yeah. But there's a lot of times where it's like, okay, this Saturday, Michigan takes on Eastern Michigan. It's like, God, I wait all summer for this?
Well, I got to tell you, you got to be careful what you say on this radio station, because I was filling in for Terry. And before they played Iowa, it was that night game at Kinnick Stadium.
Oh, yeah.
I was on with Mike, and I go to Mike, and granted, Michigan State sucked, his team. And I'm like, God, you know what? This is great. Michigan's undefeated and all. But I really want them to play a game. Just one game that's like...
I sound like Stoney.
Yeah, I want to be on the edge of my seat.
It's too easy.
Yeah,
it's
I want to be
boring.
On the edge of my seat. I want to look forward to like a big, huge game. I haven't been able to do that. And then, of course, they go out and they lose to Iowa. And everybody on my Twitter just destroyed me. And I guess looking back on it, it sounds pretty stupid to say. Well, I say a lot of stupid stuff. So you're kind of saying the same thing, though. But you're not a Michigan fan, so you're allowed to.
I think I got a good one. Looking at bracketology before mid-February.
That's very good.
That is a good one.
That actually is very good.
You're right. It was so, like, if you go back this year, it was so off. Michigan, for example.
They weren't in, I don't think. But I guess looking at bracketology, but looking at it, like, in the actual brackets. Forget that.
Yes.
They should just do, like, there's like some of the websites do by conference are like in, out, bubble. That's right. All you really need to know is where they stand.
But you don't need to know that even in mid-February. No. It's more like March 1st.
There were times, and Stoney be like, oh, as of right now, Michigan State is playing in Fort Lauderdale against Creighton. It's like, that's a...
You don't need to know that.
No, it's a complete waste of time.
I kind
of
like that, though, to tell you the truth. I kind of like different matchups that you could... It gets you thinking about it. Yeah. I kind of dig it.
Let's go to Todd in Lake Orion on 97.1 The Ticket. Todd, how you doing today, buddy?
I'm doing well.
Good.
A lot of what you're talking about is, in a way, at least actual competition and games, not so much the bracketology. To me, and you know, ring the bell, because you're going to say I'm a Michigan State, it's recruiting. I mean, we put stars by these kids. We determine, you know, how good they are in theory, and yet there's no actual way to know what that translates on the college level, the pro level, or any level, because anybody that's that good to even get a star is probably better than 99.9% of the kids they'll ever compete against on whatever stage. And yet look what it's become.
Hey, Todd,
you don't know what a kid's going to do grade wise. You don't know what a kid's going to do social wise. You don't know what he's going to be athletic. And yet not just your station, but ESPN, it's been turned into this massive juggernaut. And no one can tell me the number one pick in this year's draft, Miles Garrett, the kid out of Texas A&M, right? You know what star he was? I don't.
Five
I don't
star.
Know that anybody does.
I
don't know why anybody
he
would
care.
He was
definitely four. Come on.
Yeah, but I think... Go ahead, sorry.
Well, Todd, I mean, I'm just wondering if you're calling in because Michigan always beats you guys in recruiting.
But you don't beat us in the games, though. So that's the issue.
This year.
You win signing day, but the whole point of it is that doesn't mean anything on the field for anything except for last year. So if you want to pick an arbitrary day in February or whatever, September for basketball, and decide that that's the day you win, that's great. But what really decides what you win is when you play the games.
Right.
It's not signing the players. It's playing the games.
I'm not a big recruiting guy. I admit that, but I know a lot of people who are, and I know that for the most part, Alabama, USC, you recruit well, you tend to win more than other schools do. So that's just a fact of the matter. I do find it fascinating, like the big guys, like, you know, Rashawn Gary a couple years ago from Michigan, or Malik McDowell when he went to Michigan State. I find fascinating, and those do have direct, usually when you're talking about a guy who's at the top of the heap, he is going to make an impact. So I can understand why people would get excited. But you're right, when you're talking about so-and-so, and this guy's got a visit, and Jim Harbaugh was seen at this guy's game, it does get to be a little extreme. We got some ticket text, by the way. We're talking about mock drafts. And as a sports fan, what is the greatest time waster? Like, when you look back over your life as a sports fan, I wasted more time doing this than anything else. And actually, it doesn't really count as a waste of time because you're already at the game. But when I was a kid I used to, and still do when I'm sitting in the press box next to you, keep score of a baseball game. Keep score of a baseball game. Why? I mean, really, when you think about it now, I think
it mentally engages you in the game.
It does. It does if you are covering the game as a newspaper writer or a radio reporter. But if you're sitting in the stands watching the game, what's the point?
Again, I think it engages you in the game. It's easy at a baseball game to get sucked into drinking, eating, conversations, and then you miss, the intricacies of the game. But if you keep score, I mean, you can recite at the water cooler the next day exactly what happened. I have no idea. I don't know why you would. I don't know why a fan would.
All right, I'm going to drop a name here. Can I drop a name?
Sure.
So when I was in college, I was doing a Northwestern baseball game on the radio with Dave Revson, the Rever.
From the Big Ten Network.
From the Big Ten Network. And there was a play, about a 6-4-3, or I don't even remember what the play was, or an error. And they called it an error. And I said, that's counted as an error for those of you scoring at home. And Revson said, there's nothing people enjoy more on a sunny Saturday afternoon than sitting home, listening to us on a small college radio station and keeping score. And I was like, oh, you're right. Nobody's probably listening to us right now because it was a college radio station call of a college baseball game. But even if there were, odds are that they didn't have a scorebook and they were keeping score. Yeah,
even the parents of the kids probably not keeping score.
No,
however,
exactly.
it does raise the question, what was your home run call? If you're doing play-by-play in baseball,
I got some tapes I'll bring in.
Well, just do it right now.
I didn't do a fake one. Although I did, there was one time where I did a thing where I remember it was a do up for Northwestern in the bottom half of the third.
Can I get your Shep voice there?
Do up Loretta, Venezio, and Sant. Northwestern's version of Murderer's Row. And my friend who was listening, he gave me endless amounts of crap for that one. Like, oh yeah. They definitely compare nicely to Gehrig and Ruth, Yeah.
Where did they go that inning? 1, 2, 3?
Yeah, I don't know.
3 pitches, 3 outs?
Hey, Loretta had a decent Major League Baseball career. All right, some other ticket texts. I think the biggest waste of time is researching fantasy football. Okay, here's the thing about fantasy football. Most people don't do any research at all. They really don't. Some people take it very seriously, and they do a lot of research. Most people go to their computer, they print out the list of, the rankings, and then they go to their draft. And the draft, I contend, is the best part of playing fantasy football. Because that's with your buddies, you're drinking a couple beers, you're, shooting the blank, you're giving each other, that's fun. But the actual prep, I don't think that many people do as much as made out to be. Some do a lot.
I think most people just grab the sheet.
Exactly.
Of,
that's
like,
exactly
the guys
what
listed.
They do.
Exactly.
Game traffic, that's from Tom in a car. Game traffic sucks. There's no doubt about that. If you're going to go to a game, particularly a Lions game or a Michigan game or a Michigan State game, football, that is, that's a pain. How about this one? Mike, wait a minute.
Go ahead, please.
I just read who the text was from. Mike in Boca, following Twitter. I believe that's Mike Stone, who's down in Boca Raton. But I will say, following Twitter, I don't know if that's 100% a real text or not, is a colossal waste of time.
Yes. Well, you get sucked in.
Yeah, you get sucked in, and it's such a... when I look back on the hours I've wasted on Twitter, and I like Twitter, and I do get... there's a lot you can get out of it, but it's such a network time killer.
I believe social media is, period.
Totally agree.
Oh, but you're totally addicted to Facebook, aren't you?
No, I'm not.
Oh,
I have to do things for the show and post things, but I don't have my own account.
Here's what I've done on my computer at home is on Facebook, because I'm on Facebook. I sign out of it. That way, if I go to it, it's a reminder to me not to go on it. You know what I'm saying?
Like, going through the hassle of signing into it?
I'm not saying signing in's a hassle.
It kind of is, though.
No, but I'm saying if I go to Facebook on my computer and I'm signed out of it, it's a reminder to me that that is a time waster. There's nothing to be gained in, maybe once a day I should check it. Not like, you don't have to check it.
Here's my advice on that, by the way. If you stay signed into those social apps on your phone and don't have your phone locked,
Russia going to hack it?
You're an idiot. Because if you lose your phone, somebody could ruin your life.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, send out bad tweets. Hey, very quickly, guys, I'm looking at the ticket text, and I think maybe we missed the target on this topic, because I think this is the better topic. Because this guy says, biggest waste of time watching Brandon Inge. So then the question becomes the one player out there that you've wasted the most time on. I got to believe Brandon Inge is right up there, along with Jose Valverde slash K-Rod slash Joe Nathan slash Todd Jones
the difference
slash
is,
Fernando Rodney.
The difference, you're wrong about that, though, because those every guy you just mentioned, not named Brandon Inge, was eminently entertaining. You know what I mean? Like your blood pressure. I mean, that's why you watch sports. You don't watch sports for the strikeout by your own batter because that can be a waste of time. You watch for the ups and downs of a certain game.
Okay, so Ryan Rayburn, Brandon Inge.
Well, what he's sort of saying is if you have to go to the concessions or the bathroom, you go when that bottom part of the lineup is coming.
Absolutely.
It's exactly
therefore,
like a rock
you're saving
concert.
Time and you're not missing anything.
When they play the new music or the power ballads that you have no interest in hearing, you go get another beer. When Brandon Inge is up, and especially if there's two outs, you just get a quick start to the bathroom.
Some other ticket texts. Filling out March Madness brackets, huge time waster. How much time do you really spend on that? Yeah, it is fun. Chaz and Goodrich, first round of the NBA playoffs. I like the first round of the NBA playoffs. How about this one? Time spent worrying about uniforms and color schemes is a huge time waster.
I thought it was a great topic and a great opinion.
Greatest time waster in sports, listening to player/press interviews. Nobody ever says anything of value. Same old responses to the same old questions. That's from Jay.
It's actually a pretty good one.
Yeah, that's not bad at all.
I mean, one game at a time, we give 110%.
Right. Yeah. You get a lot of the same cliche.
The other
guys
drive Mercedes is too.
And following recruiting, by far the largest time waster. It's so awful that I skip nearly every article I come across because most of it is rampant speculation.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.